we do a roll call, please?
Yes. Chacon?
Here.
Rodriguez is absent. Lindblom?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Greider?
Here.
Gambro?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Elder is absent, and the chance.
Here.
Thank you. All right. Sorry, I was over there chatting. I wasn't prepared here.
We also have Rep Fredrickson. We have Seaver, and we also have a guest, Susan's son, Daniel Chacon, is also here. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? Let's take a look at the minutes from last month then. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Do we have any correspondence, Michelle?
I do have one email that I got from Mr. Shrunk. He's the principal at the high school, I believe.
Oh, Shrunk. Superintendent.
Shimp. He's the superintendent.
Shimp. He's the superintendent.
He was the principal, though, a few years ago.
Yeah. Anyhow, he requested that you please share the community survey below with members of your organizations that do not have children that attend the Yorkville School District. And so I made copies if anybody wants to do a survey. They're doing a survey if anybody wants to do a survey. If you don't have children, and I'll look at it.
They have to do it every...
I don't have children. Okay.
2 years, and they have parents, teachers, and the community complete the survey to get a sense of how happy people are. And if they don't have enough of, they don't have enough in a certain division, then they don't share those results. So that's why they want to make sure they get it out.
Well, it's here. If anybody wants, there's a copy of it. How to get in and do the survey.
And then do you have that available for people who come into the library, or do you not specify?
Actually, you know, hand it out to friends and organizations, so I figured it was
okay, yeah, I wasn't sure exactly who. I know they want the public, you know, the community to complete it. Thank you. Public comment. We have Daniel, who's going to share with us a project that he wrote for an application to IMSA. Mm-hmm.
I have it printed, so if you guys would please pass it around, I would want to do it sometime during the meeting, hopefully. And anyway, I can give you a synopsis of what I wrote. So I wrote it for my IMSA application. We have different essay questions that we have to answer. And this one posts, if you had $1,000 to use for a service project, what would you use it for? And I answered, I would use it for the library. And I would use it either, my Boy Scout troop could either do the repairs themselves with adult supervision, or we could use the $1,000 to buy the equipment to start the coffee shop, which the idea was explained to me when I was last here. And so it goes into greater detail how I could do it. And also, my Boy Scout troop for service hours could also possibly run the coffee shop for some time.
Thank you, Daniel. Good luck with your application, and if $1,000 happens to come your way, let us know. We don't have any staff here. A report of the treasurer.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, let's look at the check register.
on page 2. Michelle has joined the Illinois Library Association, so her annual membership was due $175. On page 3, the ebook subscription, the annual renewal of $3,000, was taken out of development fees. And Sound Incorporated, the battery packs are for phones that are not covered in our contract with them. So that was just the one this time, but Michelle said that there will be more that will need to be replaced soon. And she also said that they've indicated that several of the phones are going to need to be updated. Technology. So that total was $870.46. On page 4, Trico was here again. We're our third favorite customer, I think. They had to do some work in the IT room. There's an alarm going off in there. And then this warehouse direct, all these toners, these are for the computer printers, the ones that the public uses. Because the toner for the coffee machines is included in those contracts. But that was a total of $1,033.79. So the total out of for that was total expenditures $10,028.63. And then the following page, page 5, that's credit card. Two bills there for $773.92. And the next page, another couple credit cards for $820.13. So that check total $1,724.22. Payroll summary. Library's down on the bottom there. $16,303.84. And on page 8, $16,905.01. So we just had two payroll periods this time rather than three, which we had last month. So on page 9, you can see that our total disbursements, $54,190.86. The budget report, we are at 75% of the fiscal year, which doesn't seem possible, but it is. We're pretty much on track with everything. Michelle does a great job of keeping us in line. And this time, on page 3, you'll see that we only took in $800 with development fees. So that kind of limits additional book buying and so forth. Except that she stocks up on it.
That's my
with the general ledger activity report, this is the one for Memorial Fund and Memorials and Gifts Fund. And you'll see that there's a total of $6,995.90 in there. About $3,000 of that is mini golf money. And about another $3,000 of that is from donation from the Friends Group. So they've been very generous with us, and thank goodness they're doing that for us.
Yes.
That's all I have to report unless somebody has some questions.
I was wondering what the upper was. It says upper implies for $794.
Where are you looking?
Page 5 of the It's just, I see a floor buffer. That's
It really saves a lot of our DVDs and the vinyl ones. This buffer will last maybe 4 years or 5 years or something. Those scratches take time.
Daniel was wondering, what's the significance of being done with 75% of the fiscal year?
Okay, we budget, as you said, in on our finance committee tonight, we budget for the whole year, and our fiscal year runs from May 1st through April 30th. And right now, this report, which went through at the end of January, means that we are at 75% of the fiscal year. So that first line shows the amount of property taxes we took in, which is our main source of income. Thank you. And you can see that says 98%. So because we've already taken in almost all of our income, we have to be careful in spending the rest of the amount because we aren't going to have a lot more income coming in for the rest of the fiscal year. And you understand what a fiscal year is? That is different from a
calendar
year. Great question.
Any other comments? Do you have a motion?
I move we pay our bills the amount of $20,982.01. Our payroll amount of $33,208.85, thank you, for a total of $54,190.86.
Second.
Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Lindblom?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Greider?
Yes.
Gambro?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Elder?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, can we have the library director report?
January, we circulated 12,048 items in our library. Our patrons are 692, and we went out to other libraries 1,119 items for recording of our library. Our e-books, Omni, which we just paid $2,000 for, that was the Omni. January, how many patrons used the internet computers, and we had a total of 625 patrons used in January, and of that, 139 were children, and the rest were adults using our internet computer, so they're being used. Everybody got a little flyer here, a little book from Shelley put together. We've got three adult book clubs, and then the back there's three kids book clubs. And these are other book clubs on top of this, but these are the ongoing ones that are all year long. Sometimes we have special ones for the kids in the summertime, which just might be for a month or so. But I thought you might be interested in seeing that. She also did another flyer with the adult program. Jackie Kennedy's going to be visiting the library. We have a new one program that's going to be a continuous one if we get a good turnout. It's adult coloring for adults. So, Creating the Magic, the Story of Walt Disney, that has been canceled temporarily. Evidently, historian Jim Gibbons didn't get Mr. Disney's permit to do this. And so I know that until he does, so hopefully we'll reschedule it and maybe he'll have something happen beforehand. But right now that's on hold. Our adult programs, I brought to show you what the pattern is. Jan started this, right? You and Seal started this?
Well, my girlfriend Seal Carey was over at the Plainfield Library where they started making plarn, they call it. It's
right.
Plastic yarn from your grocery bags and
grocery
bags.
Yeah. Okay. We're making these here every month here, and they're for the homeless. Right now, it's going to the Hesed House, I believe. They're bigger than this. This is just a little example. And there's pads that they'll keep them dry if they're sitting on the ground. Or
crocheted with huge crochet hooks. And they are. And Seal actually took some up to Chicago to one of the missions up there. And before she left, one of the gentlemen came up to her and thanked her for giving, you know, providing that for us. So it's really good public service. And
it is nice, and it's kids and adults coming to put these together and work it. And we got so many plastic bags given to us, we got tons of
You've been there, Susan.
Yeah.
With your children.
Yeah.
So it's pretty nice. Anybody crochets, you don't even have to know how to crochet.
Because you need to, they need people to cut, and then they roll into these big, huge balls of plarn. So they need people who can do that.
It's a nice thing for the library to do.
Our local pads was asked. In fact, we were given some. But the problem is when they're the size of a mattress, they're so heavy that the people that are walking, it's too heavy for them to carry. And then those that do have cars, it just takes up a lot of room. And our pads organization does supply mattresses for them to sleep on. So we felt that it would be more appropriate for them to go someplace else.
Right. Sounds like they found a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun when we came. This is a little dog.
Our mini golf fundraiser. Wow, it was really something. We raised $5,110.40. And our expenses was $291.60. So we thought that was pretty good. I got an email from Judy Summerlot, and she said that at the board meeting Monday, would you please thank those who volunteered, Barb Johnson. She did a poll. It was fabulous. Joanne Greider, Susan Kashan, Sandy Lindblom, and Kate Elders at Pop Popcorn. She had the hardest job.
2 years in a row.
I don't know if any of you saw that the Kindergarten Record, it was right on the front page of the evening on it. You didn't see it. You may have this because your son is in here. I think it was Mother Pop's porn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put you in the page. No, I didn't see it. Anyhow, it says Wyatt Elder, he's 5, is he? And his dad, Wade, is that your dad's name? Had the force with them as they played the tank hole at the Yorkville Library indoor mini golf. We had some good PR. We really did. So you can have this.
Thank you.
Copy for you. I do not know who these two little girls are. They're all the pages.
Those are the Pottinger girls, though.
Oh. Yeah.
Sarah White.
Yes, yeah, Sarah
Pottinger.
White.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they adorable?
They were good.
It was a very nice program. We had a few little issues that are going to be resolved, and we're learning, and next year we won't have any problems at all, I'm sure. So
pass that along to someone I know.
I think it's already been passed.
So, oh, okay.
But,
that's good.
It was a fun time.
It was a fun time.
And this is our third time we've done it, so next time we've got to be perfect about it. Mm-hmm.
I think it is perfect. It was very fun. It was not quite perfect.
No, not quite perfect.
Okay, fill us in.
Yeah, we're not. It wasn't quite perfect.
Well, that's true, actually.
Okay, what happened?
Well,
we started taking down
before the people. If you say your last tee off time is at 4, then you've got to let the people who come before 4 finish 18 holes before you tear down the holes.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened is that when hole number 1 got done, they started packing up, taking things and putting them away. And I was up at the second floor, and people were still golfing down the steps, because we had golf down the steps, and the people from the first hole were carrying their stuff down, putting them away. And
yeah.
It
didn't feel.
It needs to be better.
Yeah. You can't clean up when people are still golfing.
Mm-hmm. We veterans are big comment too, because we had people. I had staff. They were picking up the signs from the holes, and the people would just come down from upstairs to play. So, yeah.
This won't happen.
And that's easy enough to change the...
Yeah. And if you want to be out earlier, you just have to stop and start the tee times or just wait till everybody's done. But, and I get it. I mean, we were there all day. I understand why people weren't cleaning up. It's a long day if they came. It's a long day. However,
I was only there half the day.
you still really need to let them finish.
This didn't happen last year, but we had help from the school, the boys came.
See, I think that was part of it,
that
too.
That was all part of it, getting down too soon. So
they told
but we learned from our mistakes.
Right. So when they came at 4,
they were ready.
Their supervisor, he wanted out. I think that was part of it, too.
Another program that we've got coming up here is Make It Matters. Did you know Winston was going to...
I know he's doing. He's agreed to do it.
His artwork is on display upstairs. It's nice. We have maybe 3 or 4 times we've had different artists do a presentation for us. And we asked Winston. And Winston was not going to do a presentation, but he's not going to do it.
Can't imagine he'd do it for us. Surprised he's doing the meet and greet, but that's nice.
Yeah. Well, I would
take a picture.
He signed the autograph.
Well, you know what? Work like this, you might.
And is he selling anything?
I hope he remembers the library or something.
Yeah. When he's famous.
When he's famous. We've had people already come in and look at it just because it's been on the internet. You know, like cartoons.
Yeah.
It's
not my cup of tea, but it's not my cup of tea.
I think it might be a nice... This was our show
about
the oldest
two problems.
And I'm not going to stand there and say
I
held
him
when he was a baby.
I knew
him
well.
He knows. If anybody would like a flyer,
someone at the
desk. Anytime. All of our programs are on our website. So you can look like that. The last thing I'm going to just tell you is that Jean Birch and her husband gave us $100.
So what is
she doing?
So
they said, Merry Christmas. $100. And
I was like, that was
it, huh? And I walked in the library with a check for $100.
I could see him going.
And asked her children's book.
Yeah, I could see him going there.
February 11th, which is...
Yeah, you were.
Thursday. I can't believe that.
I can't either. That was they
are.
And I'll just add that the children's librarians have contacted the reading specialists about doing another, kind of getting ready for kindergarten session. They did one last year and it was pretty successful. And I have quite a few people lined up. Including Carol's daughter, to come in and do something. We just don't have the date finalized yet. So we'll either be doing one or two of those coming up in the next couple months.
My son will come to
school. Oh, we're doing the Book Madness right now.
Woo!
She just submitted her reviews.
Aren't we all supposed to be doing reviews?
Do you want to do a review?
Yeah.
I have several brackets open. In round 2, I have one bracket open. Then round 3 is only 4,
because it goes down from 16 to 8 to 4. So I've been advertising it. We started last week. This week, the rest of the kids will get to do it. You know, it's interesting to see whether or not kids will pick up a book they've never read simply because you're advertising a program. There are a couple kids. The one kid today, I was like, yes, I did this all just for this one kid who was like, where's this book? This one, Shadow on the Mountain. I've heard of that one. I was like, let me get it for you.
Yeah.
You know, you're hoping to advertise a new book. So, and a couple kids, I have to keep stressing, it's okay if you haven't read it. Some of them, it's like a little weird. Well, I can't really fill it in. I haven't read them. I'm like, no, no, fill it in for fun. Just fill it in. But we're going to buy some gift cards. Legends did donate two $10 gift cards. We're going to reserve at least two for any library patrons who are homeschool patrons who only go from here, and then a couple at school as well. At least four, so 950 of the kids are from there. But I told them to make sure they advertise it to any kid who walks in who's a middle schooler. Maybe they didn't really pay attention when I talked about it, but when they come to the library, they feel their friends aren't looking at them being book nerds, and so they might fill it out here, and they won't fill it out at school. We have a lot of that. We try to hand it out. The kids are like, no, thanks. And then later on, they come back, and they're like, can I have one of those? So, it's the first time. It seems to be fun. The people who have submitted reviews seem to be enjoying it. I think it's great. Next year, I know I want to advertise so that we had a couple people do several brackets. Next year, I'd like to advertise so like every bracket with somebody different. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing at this end of
summer? So I went to the library, I can't remember what it's called now. I'm kind of tired. The convention it was the first time school, public, and even board, library, all of that was together. And they had this collaborative unit where you did book madness. It's kind of like March Madness basketball, where you put the books on a bracket. They have kids fill in all the way to the winner to see if they can guess who would win. And there were a couple ways you could do it, where kids just voted every week. I like the way where you had reviewers, but the kids didn't know what the reviewers were going to choose until each week you released the winners of the week are. And so that's the way we're doing it. So like Susan did a bracket. But yeah, I'll be writing down to you. It means you need to read two books quickly.
Good with that?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And type up a little review. But round two does need reviews because they're all been reviewed by round two.
Okay. Let's see. City Council, do we have any information?
I just might mention that if anybody's interested in the future of senior housing in Yorkville, you might consider attending tomorrow night's city council meeting. There will be city council will be voting on whether or not to proceed with senior housing development, a fairly large facility behind, located just south of the Jewel.
Right.
Probably be some spirited discussion, to say the least.
Where would it go?
Behind the Jewel.
East of St. Pat's.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, right north of the church there.
Oh, north of the church.
There's a big vacant property there.
Yeah. St. Pat's.
Because doesn't St. Pat's own the rest of
it? It's our area.
Yeah.
About 3 blocks.
St. Pat's owns all of that Walnut.
Yeah.
But this is north of Walnut.
Okay.
They're voting on whether or not to develop on the land.
They want to put a four-story. Isn't it four-story?
Yeah, four-story.
Yes. Senior housing.
And the people around there in their homes, because there are homes around there.
Single family.
They really don't want that.
Say, kind of
what about the other unit that was going to go in just south of St. Pat's, where it was going to be attached housing, but it was geared for seniors? What's going on with that?
That was Marcus, and they just...
That one I'm not familiar with.
Is it subsidized housing?
Yeah, there's some of the units would be subsidized.
But a very small percentage. The zoning board has turned it down. The planning commission has turned it down. But the mayor's in favor of it. And it's looking like the city council will pass it, even though it'll be four stories right next to residential property.
Right.
But
what about the other one? What do you mean?
The
markers are the ones that were going to develop that, and they just have put it on hold.
Oh, yeah.
One on Fremont and Walnut.
Came up with the
first
stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one,
that just seems like huge for a senior.
Okay. It was
do that, but you do that on like those busy roads, like in Oswego near the
It's a Florida concept.
Near the Dunkin' Donuts and everything like that, it was okay because there was nothing there. There's just dirt on Orchard. So
this is right.
But this is right next to a church and homes. It doesn't make sense.
It used to be a small farm.
Spot zoning is what it is. Now, Countryside has a senior. Is that a two or three story? Those units out there.
I think it's only one.
No, it's two.
Two stories at the mall.
They're definitely two.
Would this be like independent living or more assisted living?
Yeah, basically it's independent living.
So it's kind of like an apartment complex.
Yeah. Senior housing.
For seniors. It's senior housing, but you'd have to be 55 or older. The units, I think.
It's active living.
The units are up to, I think, about 1,200 square feet.
Active living.
Really big.
But the sandwich one might be four.
Sounds like
didn't mean to start it.
No, sounds like a lot of people have an interest in that. So, show up there. The finance committee I know met before, and we also had the review of the budget on new business. The finance committee met before our meeting tonight, but I know that part of what the next item on our agenda is evening hours. So I know that was something you were going to look at. Is part of your, you did. As noted in the minutes from last month.
And I can read the minutes and recognize that, but we didn't do that.
We're rock stars.
Okay.
But we didn't approve it tonight, so, we're still going to work on...
Okay, well then we will table the evening hours until we know what the...
But we would like to share with you what we're proposing.
Okay, so we'll skip down to...
Now you want us to do it now?
Well, let's just go ahead and finish up in order here. So we'll talk to you under review of the budget then.
Okay.
So evening hours we'll table till next time or when we've looked at the budget to see if we can accommodate the, I think it was 1.5 hours extra a week. Then we also have a purchase of a plaque for the meeting room. And what we wanted to do is go ahead, the purchase of a plaque not to exceed $400 so that we can have a plaque that dedicated to Michelle for the Pfister Room. And I would like to make a motion that we purchase a plaque not more than $400.
Second.
All in. Oh, we have to do a roll call. It's money.
It's LaChance.
Yes.
Chacon.
Yes.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Lindblom.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Greider.
Yes.
Gambrel?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And Elder?
Yes.
And who was paying for it in back? Did you look it up?
I was supposed to, and January's been a little hectic for me, and I did not get that done.
Do you want?
But I will investigate.
Okay. Because otherwise, let me know when I can look into it. Okay. So now, the review of the budget, the 2016-2017 fiscal year budget.
Okay. We did meet just before our meeting. We decided to, the communication budget was $11,000, and we bumped that down to $6,000 based on the savings that we got with Comcast that Russ worked out for us. And
thank you, Russ.
We bumped up our outside repair and maintenance to $25,000 because we figured that's not going to go down anytime soon. And, you know, as we are in the building law, growth is going to only increase. And we wanted a line item for books, so we put $5,000 for books, and we did not divide it out.
Divide it out meaning?
Like for adult books, children's books, mm-hmm. You know. So it's... You know, because and our rationale with that was just that, you know, like the mini golf fundraiser just, you know, was going to the children's department. So this way, if there's a need in the adult department or the children's or whatever, Michelle, you know, can use the money as she sees fit. And we budgeted for a 3.5% wage and salary increase for the employees effective May 1st.
Is that in addition to what we just passed?
Yes.
Yes. Because they went 5 years without a wage increase, and that's how the city does it. And so we are Following the city's
protocol of the city.
Yeah.
And that's following the fiscal year rather than we started January 1 this time. And so we would continue
right.
to do it.
Rather than making them wait almost a year and a half for another raise.
So their raise was January 1.
Yes.
So they'll receive that 3.5 increase until the new fiscal year,
right.
and then it will go up to basically 7% more than what they were getting.
Yes. We just couldn't not. Yeah. In good conscience. So that's what we did.
So you can all think about that till we vote on it.
I think city does a 5-year budget, and so Rob's going to include that for the coming years also, that they will automatically get a raise beginning of each fiscal year.
Yeah.
Who? The library staff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full and part time.
Okay. Any questions?
So it will also impact the.
So, what? Where did I raise
salaries?
Oh, we're just spending money. We're not doing a zero budget, so we're dipping into our savings. So,
gotcha. So, when do we have to vote on this?
Next month.
And so, will we have a printed copy to look at?
Yeah, Rob is going to send that out, and we'll have it next month.
So we'll have it at prior to the meeting, or will we
have it
at the meeting to?
I'm going to send it to the finance committee tomorrow. So from there, I'll leave it to the finance committee how they want to send it.
Okay. Then we can have a look at it before the meeting, so we don't have to take time during the meeting to look at it. Okay. Well, thank you for doing that. I think we are done. Good. Motion to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Wow, you look at that clock. That is record time.
What was it?